This is my podcast about Oldham Athletic. And to be fair, good club, I love them. Huge fan since I was born. Born in Royal Oldham Hospital 10 years ago. Every game I can go to, I've gone to, whether it's away or home. And if I can't make a game, I'll try and watch it on TV. And I have to admit, as I've watched the club over the years, watching them for the last 5 years, I have seen them. The club's going to bits. Like, when we beat Fulham, yeah, that was a good, that was a good season. We had a good team. But since we've got Abdullah as the owner, I have to admit, the club's going to pieces. Paul Scholes, all sorts of good managers we've had. We've had chances to sign cracking players. But we've not took them because of him. It's just, we need him out, which I'm glad he's putting the club up for sale. But it's not right having someone like that in the club. We need a better owner. Like, I'm not saying we should just go find another crappy owner. We need to get a better owner that will actually treat this club right and get them back on the feet. We need to sign better players. We have a few good players, but we need to sign better players for the upcoming season. It's just this club, they need to get back on the feet and sort it out. Because look at us, 20 years ago, something like that, we used to be sat in the Prem, flying high for 2 seasons in the Prem. We were absolutely perfect and nice. We were loving life as Latics fans. Obviously, I wasn't born yet, but I know about it. And we'd won the second division. And it's just, you look at it, and we'd gone down and down and down. League One around there for a bit, then gone down. And we don't seem to be going up anywhere now. We just seem to be going down and down and down. We need to go up. We need to turn it around. We need to turn it around, really. We need to turn it around so much, though. Because it's like, we're a good team. We're a good team. We have a good stadium. We have good fans. It's just, they need to get back on the feet. Sort it out. It's not right. It's just not right. Like, I'll go through each player. So, goalkeepers. We have Chris Woods and Ian Lawler. I think it's Chris Woods anyway, it might be someone else. But we have Woods and Lawler. And good keepers, they're okay. We need a new keeper. Defence, Pijani, yeah. Okay, we saw Wheater. Borthwick Jackson, he's class. He is class, to be honest. I'm just trying to think who else is in the team. Right, let's have a look. But we sold Danny Rowe. I'm not sure if that was, well, it wasn't a good decision in a way, because obviously he wouldn't have been worth anything. But I do sort of miss him. Zach Durnley, going out for injury, not very nice. But I guess, yeah, right. Dylan Barhambula, I'd say with him, he's good potential. He couldn't shoot at the start of the season, but then he's got his game on. And to be honest, I think he's worth a bit now. He's worth like 1 mil. Because if we sold Danny Rowe for 700k, Dylan Barhambula, 1 mil, easy. Skip David Wheater. Alfie McCalmon, yep, sad to see him go back from on loan. But all credit, he was a class player. An absolute class player. And only 25. I don't know. Let me just check. Alfie McCalmon. Oh, wait, sorry, he's only 21. He used to wear number 25. Being only 21, what a player he is for his age. He's quite good. Connor McElhaney. Personally, I love him. Some people might disagree, but I love Conor McElhaney. We've got Marcel Hilsner. Not really stood out to me this season. Really, not really seen much of him. But to be honest, I bet looking at him right now, 26, born in Leipzig. He's played in Germany a lot. I think he could get his football back on track quite a lot. George Blackwood, not heard that name in a while. off from Austria. I'm assuming, from what I've seen of him, he's okay. Botford Jackson, already talked about him. Good player, not really stood out to me. He stood out to me near the start of the season, but not near the end. And he's a good player. Kyle Pergiani, obviously talked about him, but I remember when he came into the club, I was like, he looked quite good, actually. And now look at him and I'm like, he's a really good player. Nicky Adams, I had a Zoom call with him, actually. He seemed like a really nice person. And he's a good player. Oh, I have to admit, he's a good player, how he can play either side. Got a few goals as well. Let's have a look at some more players. Where is this? Right, so we've got Harry Vargeon. Never heard of him, I have to admit. It's Laurie Walker. Got Davies. Looks okay. Laurie Walker. Good keeper. Zach Durland, like I've said, being injured for a few months wasn't good for him. But he's got potential. Kyle Jameson, he's quite good to be honest in defence. He just gets the job done. Callum Whelan, again, he just gets the job done. He doesn't hesitate with the ball. He's good, he just gets the job done. Marcus Barnes, don't know where he is. He's come from Southampton. Giles Barnes, who plays for Jamaica, is the younger brother of him. Oh, so he's Jamaican. Oh, no, he's born in Reading, but his brother's Jamaican. Oh. Taz Demir, he was on loan from Bright, so I'm not really going to go into him. If he wasn't, I just don't really pay attention to him this season. Bilbo, again, a keeper. Like, whenever I do a FIFA career with Holden, they put Bilbo in net. He's class. Harry Clark from Bright, did he come on loan from Arsenal, though? I think he came on loan from Arsenal, did he? I don't know, but this season, Harry Clark, he's been good. He's been quite good, actually. Andrea Badan, don't think he's even capped for us. Don't think he's played for us this season. If he has, not really stood out to me. Again, someone else like that. Wamba, not really seen him this season. Bryce Ntamble, I've seen him this season. He's okay. You know, he's not class, but he's good. Got Will Sutton, never heard of him, but it looks like he has played this season. He's don't know what position. Diarra, no. John Batty, he's been okay this season. Obviously, he's played in League 2 before, so he's used to this type of football, but he's actually quite good. And we got Chapman, never heard of him, don't think. Ben Howe, I've heard of him, but I've not seen him play. Dylan Fage, don't think I've seen him play in a bit, but he's good. He's good, Dylan Fage, I know he is. Vanny da Silva, where's he from? Don't say. He's 18. Just, I think he should still be in youth. He's only 18. And that's it, really. The club could do getting back on track. Nice little short podcast this, and I'll start recording more for different clubs. Decided to talk about Chelsea. As you know, they just won the Champions League not that long ago, so yeah, I'd say getting Thomas Tuchel into the club was the right idea, but I think we need some new players. In goal, Kante. Kante, what a legend. Kai Havertz, a German that was class in Germany, he's been class in England. He's just class. Christian Pulisic, Well, I've not seen him. Didn't really see him in the final because I watched the entire thing, by the way. But I'd say he did well. And Kai Havertz in the final, obviously getting the goal. Well done to you. And then you've got Edouard Mendy, like number 16. He's a good goalkeeper. I think he's better than Kepa, personally. Timo Werner. Let's go back to when Timo was in Germany. Amazing, amazing, amazing player. Now, let's come to where Timo's here. Not very good. Do you know what I mean, though? He's basically just lost his magic touch. Wait, one sec. Oh, wait, my headset is hooked into my phone. You know, he could get back on track. Mason Mount had a good season, to be honest. Yeah, he's done well. He got a 92 rated team of the season on FIFA. Hakim Ziyech. Beginning of the season, I was like, oh, Hakim Ziyech, oh, he's going to be class at Chelsea. Come on. And he was doing well, but then I sort of forgot he was there and just sort of drifted out of my mind. And then we go to Olivier Giroud. And he's gone a bit again. He used to be, oh my god, he's amazing. But now he's just gone a bit ugh. Thiago Silva, what a defender. He's had a good season, in all honesty. Let's get on more players. Kepa Arrizabalaga. No. He's not done well. He's not done well. Jorginho, yes. He's not been like Kai Havertz, where he's had an amazing season all throughout, but he's had a good season. Tammy Abraham got his goals. He's a good player. He has lots of potential. Antonio Rudiger gets the job done in defence. You know, he can defend like a pro, because he is a pro. Cesar Azpilicueta, not seen him in a while. The Spaniard, he's good, but not amazing. He's dropped off a bit this season. Callum Hudson-Odoi, again, really good. Callum Hudson-Odoi, I think, he's class. Ben Chilwell, left back. Did he get called up for England? Don't think he did, which is unlucky. Reece James got caught up for England. Yeah, what a defender. He's amazing. He's class. He's a brick wall. He gets the job done. Kovacic. Not really seeing him this season. Billy Gilmore. Potential. He's not really played this season, but potentially has. Andreas Christian. He's okay. He's quite good. Palmer. Don't know who he is. Marcos Alonso. Oh, not heard that name all season for some reason. Kurt Zouma, what a defender. Oh, wait. Yeah, I think a bit like, you know, Quetta, he's not been as good. Then we'll do three more. Tino Anjorin, no, not heard of him. Willy Caballero, yeah, he's not really seen this season. And there's three other, but I don't know who they are. They all like their potential. So, yeah, I guess. Short Chelsea one.